This is Living Health Live on 1450 and 95.9 WOL and worldwide on WOLDCNews.com. Living Health Radio is your ticket to a lifetime of good health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Stephanie and Tom Chaney.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Tom Chaney and this is Living Health Live. Joining me on the show, as well in life and our practice, Living Health Integrative Medicine, is my wife, Dr. Stephanie Chaney. We're excited to be joining you weekly to take you on an adventure of a lifetime, your lifetime of great health. You're going to get information and instructions on how to live better and healthier, free of chronic diseases like diabetes, neuropathy, autoimmunity, pain and arthritis, and so much more. On today's episode, we're going to be taking the next half hour to introduce ourselves, talk about who we are, our practice philosophy, our purpose, as well as our own personal journey to optimal health. We hope to inspire and awaken everyone listening to the amazing potential of the body to heal itself, given the right tools. This is your show to help you learn and grow and a place to come and get great information to help you with your health challenges, so you feel free to email us all your questions at info@mylivinghealth.com. So why don't we start out, Dr. Steph, we're going to talk a little bit about just the show and the design of the show and really the purpose of us doing the show.
Well, our purpose, even in our practice, so we've been in practice since 2001, and over the course of the last 16 years, our practice has evolved to bring in more and more natural medical therapies and treatments. And our goal is to not just help people in the treatment setting, but our goal has always been to educate as many people as possible. You know, knowledge is power, and we want people to have the good foundation of what works and doesn't work in their life so that they can make the decisions for themselves. And so So that's really what our purpose is for doing this show, is just an expansion of our desire to educate and help as many people as possible.
And so in our practice, why don't we talk a little bit about our practice so mm-hmm. that the listeners know, you know, more about what we do and our evolution and where we started and where we're at today.
Yeah, so we started back in 2001. We were primarily chiropractic office and physical therapy based on my own personal health history, which I think we'll have time to get into today. I always wanted to bring more nutrition and supplement therapy into the office as well, so that it was just more of a well-rounded, holistic approach. And what we were finding when we first opened our office is, you know, people would come in to see us for chiropractic related issues like back pain and headaches and things like that. But their medication list was on average like 12 to 13 prescriptions a day. And it was the side effects of some of these medications were some of the symptoms that people were coming in with. And so we started working on bringing more nutrition. We started doing nutrition classes in the office. We started bringing supplements in. We actually eventually created our own supplement line, which we actually have an online store for now. And we started putting protocols together. And so, you know, we've gone to so many functional medicine seminars that we started creating more of a functional medicine practice. And we also decided to integrate a little bit more with the medical profession. And so we've brought in a really good medical doctor, and he helps us do and provide different medical services to our patients that, you know, actually help them. So, you know, the stem cell regeneration injections we bring in, we've created a diabetes reversal program that is incredibly successful at helping people not just manage their diabetes, but actually reverse it. So people are able to get their sugars down to a point where they can come off medications, reduce medications significantly. We've created an integrated neuropathy reversal program. We've got weight loss programs, you know, so we do have our basic chiropractic and physical therapy still as part of this integrated model, but we work with medical doctors, functional nutritionists now, and so we have a huge team that all work together to really deliver the best natural healthcare that we can, you know, put together for people. So very results-based is basically our motto.
And the other thing is, I think it's something that I tell patients all the time is I do and have done pretty much everything I've told my patients to do. And I kind of, and we joke about this, that we selfishly bring a lot of the things into the office because we want to, as we age, continue to be healthy and be active. And we go to these seminars and learn different techniques and then apply them to our own life.
Absolutely. So we pretty much live the lives that we are encouraging our patients to live, for their ability to reverse the conditions that they're having, to get healthier. So we've done everything. You know, the things that we have in our office are the things that we, like, I tell patients that my goal is to live to 150 and be in really good condition. And so I have to, you know, I have to actively take a role in taking responsibility for, you know, what I'm putting in my body, what I'm putting on my body, what I'm surrounding myself with in order to be able to do that. And so a lot of the things that we provide as options for patients in our practice are the things that we actually do ourselves. In fact, I had a diabetic that I was working with helping reverse their diabetes, and she said, "Dr. Steph, were you diabetic at one point?" And I said, "No, but I live this way and I eat this way and I take the same supplements that I'm recommending to you so that I never get diabetes." And so so some of it is all about prevention, but what do you do when you have the disease and you're feeling stuck because you're on a lot of medications and they keep adding more and you keep feeling sicker and you're not getting better? There actually is hope out there for people to get well in a natural setting with natural means. And so that's what we're all about.
And I'll share just another passion for me is, you know, like you mentioned, our evolution of our practice. And the one thing that I saw with patients coming into the practice is when I sat down and did a consultation and we were going through their health history and we looked at their medication list, and the medication list was just so long. And, you know, when you talk to them about, well, what are you doing to try to, you know, eliminate and get off some of these medications, they didn't really feel like they had any help. And, you know, I sat down with a patient just last week, you know, another, you know, just kind of eye opener. It was a patient that came to us for diabetes reversal. And this patient is 13 years old, you know, and 13 years old on these medications that I see, you know, 40, 50, 60 year olds on. And so, you know, once again, this show is about educating and about getting information out that we see that is effective and helpful in our practice. These are the things that we're doing every single day and teaching our patients.
Right. And I think, too, you know, this is what people want. So this is the type of care people are looking for. This is what they're going to their doctor for. And unfortunately, the conventional system just isn't set up to really deliver what we're providing for people, as far as time constraints and standards of care and, you know, protocols and things like that. But this is what the public is now demanding. So you guys out there, I mean, this is why you're tuning in. You're tuning in because you want to figure out, well, what can I do to be healthy? You know, just going back to diabetes, you look at the standards of care for diabetic management. Of course, I said the word management and not reverse, right? That's a key thing. You know, they aside from the prescription medications that people are told to take, they do recommend lifestyle changes. But in general, what people get told is you need to go home and change your diet, lose weight, and exercise. And they're never told how. They're never told what are those things that I can do to change my diet, lose weight, and exercise, and to what end, right? Because the expectation is you're still going to be on all these medications for the rest of your life, and we're just hoping to manage it. But people want the tools, they want the information. And I have to tell you, the internet is a great resource, but there is so much information out there. It's just overwhelming for people. So to have you know, a homed in approach, this is why we decided to do this show, because, you know, we do so much education with our patients in the office. We just wanted to, there's just general health concepts that are important, and we want to help people kind of rifle through some of the garbage and the misinformation. And you know, everything we do in our practice is based on research, what research exists, and we just take those protocols and that information and put it into our office practice, and that's how we're able to get such great results. But we want to help more people and help as many people as we can.
Right. And so the purpose of our show is we want to be your trusted source for health information and to help you get and stay healthy naturally. So that's our goal, and that's our approach to healthcare. Now, here are some topics to look forward to in future shows. So we're going to be bringing you some of the latest research and information on diabetes reversal, autoimmune remission, pain relief, arthritis relief, weight loss, neuropathy reversal. We're going to discuss thyroid solutions, lifestyle habits that we personally practice and teach our patients. And we're going to also have some guest health experts interviewed. And then I want to just really encourage all the listeners to share any questions that they have with us, and we'll tackle those as well. Now, earlier you had mentioned and alluded to your personal health history and your background. So why don't we give the listeners a little more about, you know, just who you are and you know, your journey to where you are today?
Yeah. So we've published a couple books. One of them is Lose the Gluten, Lose the Gut, Ditch the Grain, and Save Your Brain. It's a long title. I trip myself up every time I say it. But I go into detail about my own health history and you know, how our practice came to be what it is and what I had to do myself. And when I was 9 years old, I woke up in the middle of the night and literally could not move. Every joint in my body was on fire. I was in so much pain. I couldn't even roll over from the position I was in to even get out of bed. So I'm yelling, you know, for my parents. My dad comes running in the middle of the night. He had to carry me to the hospital. I couldn't even put weight on my feet because my joints were so sore. And of course, after about 12 vials of blood and full head-to-toe x-rays in the emergency room, they came up with a diagnosis of juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. So at the time, I was told, well, just take aspirin throughout the day to get the initial inflammation down. That's what the instructions were that my parents were pretty much sent home with. And then, you know, check in with your primary care and we'll just monitor how this is all going. And of course, I'm thinking I'm dying. And this is a huge amount of pain for one kid to deal with. And I don't know what's going to happen. So I remember going to school. I was in fifth grade with little containers of aspirin. And so I was just, you know, taking aspirin throughout the day. And so eventually that flare up sort of calmed down and I was just sort of monitored by our primary care doctor, but no real recommendations were made. And so the disease, this juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, started to really take its toll on my joints. I had to stop all sports. I couldn't do ballet anymore. And eventually it got so bad that I was having trouble even bending my arm to be able to brush my hair, brush my teeth. And so they said, well, maybe you should go see a rheumatologist. So we went to the specialist. And the rheumatologist told me, and I was about 11, 12 at this point, that if this was the condition that I was in, that I needed to be prepared, that by the time I was in my mid-20s, I was probably going to be disabled and possibly have several joints replaced. And here's a prescription for physical therapy, and here's your prescription for prednisone. And this was a anti-inflammatory drug. Very common. They still prescribe it today for autoimmune flare-ups. And so I went home and didn't want to take the medication. I remember having this moment in the kitchen where I was holding this big horse pill-sized corticosteroid and thinking with absolute certainty that I can only say is divine intervention, that if I swallowed this pill that I was never coming back, I was never going to be the same. And I needed to know why this was happening, because this is not how we've been created to exist on this planet. And so we had a family meeting that night, and we decided we were going to step outside the conventional medical model and start to pursue other things. And so that's what we started to do.
All right, so we're going to finish up with that story. This is Dr. Tom and Stephanie Chaney, and you're listening to Living Health Live. Follow us on Facebook at mylivinghealth.com to join the conversation. Also, I want to encourage you to send your questions, any health questions, to info@mylivinghealth.com. I'm joined by Dr. Stephanie Chaney, and we were talking about your health history, and you were sharing with the audience just some of the things that brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, so I had been prescribed prednisone. I think that's where we left off. And I decided at the age of 11, 12 that I wasn't going to take the medication. I wanted it to be a last resort. And so we decided we were going to look into alternatives. And so my mom was a physical education teacher. She was into health and wellness. And so we started on our own, just my mom buying books, lots of books on alternatives and lifestyle changes and nutrition and diet. And, you know, it's hard going alone, especially when, again, there's a lot of information out there. And by the time we actually got me to seeing some natural practitioners like naturopaths, we actually found a medical doctor who was an MD-DC, so he was both a chiropractor and a medical doctor. He's my inspiration for becoming a chiropractor. By that time, I was probably about 13, and now I didn't just have the juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, but the autoimmune disease had basically become such a nightmare that it also had psoriasis on top of it. So aside from torturous joint pain, I had awesome torturous itching all over my body. And so it was, needless to say, a tough childhood. I also had a bad perm and braces, and things just were not looking good for me. So so we got to this naturopath, and we started doing some really amazing things with diet. We did some food allergy testing. She started prescribing certain supplements and taking certain things out of my diet that were potential autoimmune triggers. And slowly but surely, through some trial and error, thankfully we know a lot more now than we knew then, we were able to get me into a complete and full remission. So I've never been on medication. We're talking now 26 plus years ago that I've been rheumatoid and psoriasis free. And so one of my favorite type of patients to work with is someone who has psoriasis, because we're very effective at getting that into remission. We have a lot of autoimmune patients that come to see us for that. So, you know, that sort of became my inspiration for becoming the type of doctor that I am. And I knew that I wanted to be a doctor, and I wanted to help people, and I wanted to help people get healthy and well, but it had to be in a natural way. And so I even remember meeting with, so I would actually interview my doctors, by the way. It's kind of funny. So here I am, I'm 13, 14 years old, and I meet my MD-DC, my chiropractic medical doctor, for the first time. And I just wanted him to know what kind of patient I was going to be. So I let him know that above all else, we had to try all natural means first before ever discussing medication or surgery as an option. So I think I was destined to be a chiropractor. And so, you know, when I went to chiropractic college, it was knowing that I wasn't going to just be a chiropractor that adjusted people. My chiropractor did adjust me, and it was a huge facet of my health and healing, but it was going to be very holistic and integrated. And this is why, obviously, our practice does nutrition and supplement therapy, and really works with people's medical doctors to help them eliminate some of the medications that they're on.
I think the key to all of that, too, is really the philosophy that you're speaking about in general, mm-hmm. instead of just, you were looking for somebody that's actually treating the root causes instead of just treating symptoms, which is the philosophy that we have in our office.
Right. And thank goodness that is the trajectory that I went down, because, you know, what we know today about prednisone and cortisone, just that one medication, you know, all medications have side effects. And sometimes the side effects are worse than the disease process itself. And, you know, had I started at the age of 11 on taking regular steroid therapy, you know, I would have been on multiple courses. By now I'm 44. So you can imagine how many courses I would have been on. There's no telling what condition my body would be in right now. For sure, I would have had joints replaced. If I was on rotations of steroids from that age on till now, I would likely have bone thinning and osteoporosis, possibly be obese and diabetic. You know, one of the biggest triggers for some of our patients becoming diabetic is being on multiple courses of corticosteroids. And so, you know, the side effects sometimes are, and you're not addressing the cause, right? So if they put me on this anti-inflammatory and I took it, I might have had some temporary symptom relief, but they we're not, the medication is not going to handle the cause. And so that's a big facet to what we try to do with our patients is go after what the root cause of their illness is, their disease. You get that root cause handled. This body knows how to function optimally if it's given the right environment. There's so much intelligence in every single one of our cells and how they coordinate with each other that we just do not give this body credit anymore. The power that made the body is the power that heals the body. Basically, that's our philosophy as a healthcare, practitioner. And so medication, there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place for medicine, right? I'm the first person that will say, go to the emergency room if you've had a serious trauma. But when it comes to chronic illness, we just do not do well with people in this country. And so that's why our practice gets results. We take that natural approach. We look for causes and we try to figure out how to tweak that body and that lifestyle so that we can eliminate whatever's hammering that body into being basically sick.
And now I see that the patients are coming in to see us are very much like you, is they're frustrated. Mm-hmm. They're frustrated with not seeing results. And I sit with patients that, they're on their third primary care or their second endocrinologist, and they think that they're going to hopefully get a different approach, but unfortunately, after they go through the treatment process, they're disappointed because they're seeing the same results and things aren't getting better. And it's a lot of times the solution is here's another pill, or it's kind of go figure it out on your own, and nobody's really helping them figure it out and get down to the root cause for them.
Yeah, it's going after the why behind the illness. And unfortunately, our modernized healthcare system doesn't always do that. It's more about managing people than it is really healing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Tom. So now that you've heard my whole health history, and believe me, we could sit here for 10 hours and talk about all the things I've been through, and I'm sure in future episodes we will. Why don't you let everybody know out there how you got into this?
Sure.
So tell them how we met even.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born locally, born in Washington, D.C., and my parents are from Prince George's County, and they decided early on when I was very young, they wanted to move out to the country. And so we moved out into, just the boondocks. And so we lived on a farm, and my parents bought a farm. And I remember, growing up and my parents planting a garden and my mom canning. And it's funny because just Mother's Day, we were talking about this, and my mom was telling me how ketchup. She had this bright idea that she was going to make ketchup.
From scratch.
Yeah, from scratch. So, and she's like, I never did that again because it was so much trouble. But that's the kind of philosophy that I grew up in is, my mom and dad had the garden and they wanted to, basically live a natural life. And so I was fortunate to grow up in that philosophy. I remember my mom and dad had, always had supplements and vitamins around, and so they encouraged me to take lunch to school instead of eat school lunch, and so I was the kid that always got teased because I had all this weird stuff in my lunch, and I remember that. And
weird stuff called real food.
Right, exactly. But so I kind of had that path, and I liked sports, and I liked being involved and being active. And I went to University of Maryland, and I was in the kinesiology program there. And, I thought I wanted to be a physical therapist. I thought I wanted to get into sports rehab and personal training and, maybe be involved in sports. And I met a friend who, his brother was a chiropractor, and introduced me to chiropractic. And so I went to visit his office, and I discovered, as a chiropractor, you could actually do physical therapy as well. So why not have the license of a chiropractor and, have the privileges of doing physical therapy as well? And so I decided to go to chiropractic school. And the philosophy, I think, is what drew me to chiropractic and just treating the body naturally And, you know, I went to chiropractic school and then came back and opened my own practice in 2001. And that's where we met. We met in chiropractic school. And
he pulled me all the way down from Canada.
So, yeah, I was able to convince Dr. Steph to come down to Maryland, and we opened the practice, and it's been since 2001, and the practice has evolved ever since.
Absolutely. And it's been the best thing we could have done.
That's right. And so, you know, right now we've got the integrated practice, and you know, we're partners in that, we're partners in life, and that's the thing that, you know, we are on the same, we're in alignment with all of that. So mm-hmm. it's about, you know, teaching our patients. That's what really drives us, is we want to be healthy. We want our patients to be healthy. And, you know, that's why we do what we do. It's that passion. It's that purpose.
Right. So we're super excited about, you know, some of the future episodes that we're going to be having, because we're going to get to talk about things like psoriasis reversal and, you know, autoimmune disease remission and some of the things that we've been through personally, but also, you know, we're also patients, we're not just doctors, but also the successes we've had. From time to time, we'll have a patient come into the studio so you can hear their story and what it was like, you know, their own personal journey. I just love hearing patient successes, and I love going to practice every day and getting results. You know, when you have a patient who, after you work with them for about 3 or 4 months, their 15 years of psoriasis is completely cleared up, and even their medical doctor's jaws are dropping because they have no idea. I mean, they're happy for them. But they have no idea how they did it. You know, when we get referrals from rheumatologists with patients that have such terrible rheumatoid arthritis, and you know, they've just kind of thrown their hands up in the air and they're saying, go see Living Health, because they might actually be able to fix you. And or if we do a stem cell injection, you know, for joint regeneration, and that can prevent somebody from having to have a knee replacement or some type of, you know, joint surgery. It's just amazing. And again, you know, segueing to our next episode, which will be diabetes reversal, that is one of our favorite things to do, is reverse diabetes, because it's an epidemic and it is reversible. And there's nothing I like more than seeing light bulbs go off with people when they learn how to do it, when they learn that you can do it. And so, you know, when you get someone's sugar down and they're able to go back to their doctor and be weaned off medication, and they're coming in and high-fiving you. I mean, how many doctor's offices do you go to where patients are high-fiving the staff and high-fiving each other in the reception area, right?
Right.
Most of the time, the only people high-fiving each other in a doctor's office are the drug reps. So
yeah, our next episode, we're going to be talking about type 2 diabetes solutions. We're going to talk and really touch on many of the questions that we hear every day from our patients. And, you know, like, is diabetes reversible? What's the right diet for you as a type 2 diabetic? Is it a genetic disease? So we're going to be answering all of these questions. You've been listening to Living Health Live with me, Dr. Tom Chaney, and Dr. Stephanie Chaney of Living Health Integrative Medicine in Annapolis. Tune in on Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. for your chance to ask questions and learn how to take charge of your life. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Living Health Live with Drs. Tom and Stephanie Chaney of Living Health Integrative Medicine in Annapolis. Tune in on Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. on 1450 and 95.9 WOL. And worldwide on WOLDCnews.com for your chance to learn how you can take charge of your health, free of diabetes, ED, fatigue, and pain.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.